Gracious God, we pause on this beautiful summer day and give you thanks for life and for those we love and for your love of us. Bless us and all the fathers who are here as we worship you and grow deeper in our own love for you and the world. And we pray in Jesus' name. Okay, thank you.
Good morning, church. I love your enthusiasm. Hey, welcome each and every one of you to this beautiful summer day as we gather to worship here. If you're visiting with us today, a very special welcome to you, and we hope you find this service to be filling your heart and bringing all of us closer to God. Pastor Addy is off this Sunday, and with me, assisting in worship, is Susan Fitzpatrick, one of our elders. So happy that she could assist with me today. Mark Bruin has a brief announcement.
Good morning, St. John's. It's great to see you here this morning. Just wanted to remind everyone that next Sunday on June 25th, we're going to have a congregational meeting immediately following the service. It will be downstairs in the Assembly Hall, and it's going to be a lot of really interesting topics, so we hope you all can make it. There'll be the mid-year financial update. There'll be talk about the new Wednesday Night Live initiative that we're planning to start in the fall to give an alternate worship capability and to help reach out to the community some more. There's going to be an update on the visioning process, where we are at that point, and probably a number of other interesting topics. So please join us immediately after the service, start around 10:30 downstairs in the assembly hall. If you have any questions or anything, please feel free to contact me or Liz Rivett, who's not here this Sunday, but you know, reach out to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. Mark mentioned Wednesday Night Live. Inside of your bulletin is an insert. We'd like you to take a look at that when you get a chance. It's a very exciting program that we will be starting in the fall, as Mark said. An opportunity for our entire church to come together. We do celebrate fathers today. It is Father's Day, so I want to celebrate with my fellow fathers and grandfathers and father figures who are here with us today. Tomorrow we celebrate as a country Juneteenth. Juneteenth is a celebration of the emancipation of enslaved African Americans. So our celebration is joined with our entire country. So now is the time when we put aside the ordinary matters of the day. This is the time when we bring our minds, our hearts, our souls, everything that is a part of us to God in worship. Let us worship. God shows up in the most unexpected of places and at times can completely surprise us. Gathering for worship is but one way in which we extravagantly host. Through worship,
We ready ourselves for the God who is still speaking and whose promises are still unfolding.
We will sing, we will pray, and we will listen with our minds, our hearts, and our souls.
For we know that God is up to something and we are part of it. This is the day that God has made, and we are here to give thanks.
And to be reminded of the promises made to Abraham, Sarah, to our spiritual ancestors, and yes,
would you join with me now in our prayer of confession? God of grace, giver of promises, and sustainer of our lives, we confess that we live in a self-protective age. We are taught to be careful, to be vigilant, to be keenly cautious, to be on guard for danger and suspicious activity, and we can go overboard. We can lose compassion for the suffering people around us. We can become wary of initiatives that seek to broaden community and instead cling to our walls of separation. God, you often come to us as a visitor and stranger we did not invite nor were ready to receive. Give us the strength, insight, courage, and faith to be hosts like Abraham and Sarah. Prepare our hearts for the divine surprises that await us. Amen. God understands the reasons we fall short and miss the mark despite our best intentions. The important thing is that God recognizes our desire to be restored and forgiven. And we are forgiven. And that is good news. Amen.
Good morning. I'll try that again. Good morning. As we continue today with our summer worship theme, Roots and Shoots, we pick up the story of Abraham in our scripture reading for today, which is Genesis chapter 18, verses 1 through 15, and chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. As we listen to today's scriptures, may we be open to their wisdom. The Lord appeared to Abraham by the oaks of Mamre as he sat at the entrance of his tent in the heat of the day. He looked up and he saw three men standing near him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent entrance to meet with them and bowed down to the ground. He said, "My Lord, if I find favor with you, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourselves under the tree. Let me bring a little bread that you may refresh yourselves, and after that you may pass on since you have come to your servant." So they said, "Do as you have said." And Abraham hastened into the tent to Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of choice flour, knead it, and make cakes." Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to the servant who hastened to prepare it. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, "Where is your wife Sarah?" And he said, "There in the tent." Then one said, I will surely return to you in due season, and your wife Sarah shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the tent entrance behind him. Now Abram and Sarah were old, advanced in age. It had ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I have grown old and my husband is old, shall I be fruitful?" The Lord said to Abraham, "Why did Sarah laugh and say, 'Shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old?' Is anything too wonderful for the Lord? At the set time, I will return to you in due season, and Sarah shall have a son." But Sarah denied, saying, "I did not laugh," for she was afraid. He said, "Yes, you did laugh." Now the Lord dealt with Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did for Sarah as he had promised. Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the time of which God had spoken to him. Abraham gave the name Isaac to his son whom Sarah bore him. And Abraham circumcised his son Isaac when he was 8 days old, as God had commanded him. Abraham was 100 years old when his son Isaac was born to him. Now Sarah said, "God has brought laughter for me. Everyone who hears will laugh with me." And she said, "Who would ever have said to Abraham that Sarah would nurse children? Yet I have borne him a son in his old age." This concludes our scripture reading for today, the word of God for the people of God.
I wonder if we have any children with us today who want to come up and join me. Oh, wonderful. Uh-oh. It's okay. All right, that's good. Yeah. Let's make it a party. Hey. Hi there. Have a seat. Wow. Good morning. Good morning. And happy Father's Day to the dads who are here. I just want to talk for a minute about laughter. I'm going to ask you a big question, and the grown-ups can answer too. Do you like to laugh? Yeah. Okay, yeah. What kind of things make you laugh? Daddy makes you laugh? Yeah, daddies are good at being clowns. Yeah. So there's a story in the Bible about a very, very, very old woman. Her name was Sarah, and she was very old. Very, very old. Like, really old. She was just about 100. Yeah. She was way up there. So, she found out, because someone came to visit her, she found out that she was going to have a baby. Oh, yeah. I mean, an old woman having a baby. That's pretty hard. We call that a miracle. And Sarah, when she found out that she was going to have a baby, what did she do? Did she cry? Did she cry? Did she laugh? She laughed. She laughed. She laughed and she laughed and she laughed. She thought it was the funniest thing in the world because she didn't believe it. She didn't believe she was going to have a baby. But she did have that baby, and it was a baby boy, and his name became Isaac. Can you say Isaac?
Isaac.
Do you know what Isaac means? Do you want to take a guess? What have we been talking about today? Have we been talking about laughing? Well, Isaac means to laugh. Abraham and Sarah named their son Isaac because they remembered that Sarah just was laughing so much because she couldn't believe it. So let's say a prayer together. Gracious God, we thank you today for all the fathers, and we thank you for Father Abraham and for Mother Sarah and for the miracle named Isaac, whose name means laughter. Would you all join with me now in the Lord's Prayer? Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. All right, everybody, I want you to laugh.